To the great Conor Pope, Pricewatch at RT.ie. How are you doing, Conor?
I'm great, Ray. I'm great.
See, you even admitted yourself. See, you're great. Okay, now I said you were coming on and you're going to give people advice if they were changing their phone. So we're going to come to that. But other phone matters first. And this is phone watch. So we got this into Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Dear Conor, this afternoon I rang PhoneWatch to negotiate a better price for my mother's phone watch. As an authorised person for her, I've been able to ring on her behalf, which I've done the last few years. When I spoke to the call centre contact, they indicated that whilst she was able to discuss repairs, maintenance and even accept payment, there was no point putting me through to the loyalty department as they would not talk to me because I'm not named on the account. The crux of the issue is that PhoneWatch are happy to take their money from a third party but are not prepared to consider a discount without talking to the homeowner, who by virtue of their age may no longer be in a position to even speak to PhoneWatch. Please help.
Yeah, this is very strange. And I mean, but it does highlight a really important point that people need to look after their loved ones as they get older. And they need to make sure that they are the named person that can intervene across the board when it comes to key matters. And that might mean, you know, being the named person when it comes to discussing your electricity bill or your gas bill or your bank accounts, because we're all going to get older and a lot of us will lose the capacity to look after ourselves as we get older. And that's why it's important to forward plan. So this person, this listener, had done the forward planning. Now, his mother is in her 90s, so she's obviously been going strong for a very long time. And he is just the named person on the account. And what really aggrieved him more than anything else was the fact that PhoneWatch appeared to be willing to talk to him about anything else except when he said, could I talk to somebody about getting a discount? And he thought, okay, well, this is a sleight of hand and it's very unfair. And that's what kind of piqued my interest, because, you know, that can't be right. I mean, if you're the named person on an account, you should be able to intervene in all circumstances on that account. And the idea that he would have to bring his 90 plus mother to the phone to tell the person on the other end of the phone, yes, this is my son and he can intervene on my behalf, just seems absolutely nonsensical. So I contacted PhoneWatch fairly quickly, and in fairness to them, they did come back to me very quickly and they said that they take their customers' privacy very seriously, as they should, because privacy is not something to be taken lightly, and the policy is that they will speak to an assigned person once they have the main account holder's alarm verification word. Now, I think our listener had that. And then the customer can choose to add the person as a named person on the account once they have the agreement of the account holder. Now, but what PhoneWatch said is it's clear that for some reason the processes were not followed in this case. And what they're doing now and where we are with it at this stage is PhoneWatch is going to look into it for our listener. And they're going to follow up and they're going to resolve any issues that are outstanding, because PhoneWatch are saying this isn't something that should have happened. And it is not that it is not the case that they exclude the discount offers or the potential for discounts when it comes to talking to assigned account holders. So obviously there was just a hiccup or a blip along the road in this instance, and PhoneWatch have resolved to get it sorted out for this listener.
So what's your advice to people then on this? Is it only one person in the family who can be the named representative?
It really depends on your circumstances. Like in all the instances that I've come across, there is a named person. Mm. And it really, like, it depends on your, like, it could be your spouse, it could be a trusted sibling or a child. But I do think you need to take a little bit of care with it, because it's not like you can give anybody the status of your overseer or your guardian or your helper when it comes to accounts, because this can be very, very sensitive data. And you need to protect yourself, but you also need to make sure that your accounts can be handled in the event that you become incapacitated. And like the conversation could then go down towards the power of attorney, but that's a very different conversation, and that's a much more serious and significant step that people should take. And there are a lot of people who should take that, but it's an entirely different conversation.
But it's interesting here, because the son was just looking for a discount. He wasn't looking to, you know, swindle his mother out of money or whatever, you know what I mean? It was a positive for 100%. The account holder, not a negative.
I think that's where PhoneWatch are accepting that there was a misstep along the way.
Right.
You know, but they, but like this is not the, I think the really important point to make is that they don't have a process in place that automatically blocks an assigned person from talking
getting
about
a discount.
And
yes,
I think that's what,
important.
Exactly,
yes.
exactly.
So it was a once-off, we hope.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's phone watch. Now, we've done this, but it's people are changing their phones all the time. There are new deals all the time. So it's worth coming back to. So I remember you saying at one stage, and you may have changed your mind, Conor, because we're all entitled to change our minds, that we should question a lot of the contracts because we think we're getting a deal and getting a cheap phone when in effect, over time, we're actually paying for the phone, at least, if not more.
100%. And actually, I haven't changed my mind at all.
Right.
You'd be glad to know. I'm as solid as as a rock.
Okay. So,
and I'll tell you why, right? Because a lot of the time when, like the way the phone industry works is you sign a contract for a 2-year period, right? And so let's say if I was to get a new phone tomorrow, I might be enticed by my mobile phone operator, whoever it might be, that if I sign a 2-year contract tomorrow, I'll get a brand new iPhone 15 for free. And I'll go, oh, geez, that's fantastic. Or they might say, you know, you'll get a brand new iPhone 15 for €50. And I think, oh, that's brilliant. They're giving me a free phone. The reality is they're not giving you a free phone at all. You just pay for that phone over the length of your contract. So what I did today, to help our listeners. Exactly. So we'll just focus on the iPhone for the moment, because a lot of your listeners will have Android phones and they'll have Samsung phones. So it's not like I'm promoting one brand over another phone, another brand. But just to give you an example. So let's say, you know, I went out tomorrow and I went to Harvey Norman or Curry's. I could buy an iPhone 15 for around £850.
Wow.
Right?
It's a lot of money.
Now, it is a lot of money, but I could then go on a SIM-only plan that was just I was free of any contract.
Yeah.
I was just on a SIM-only plan with any one of like a dozen different providers, both actual physical providers like Air and Vodafone and Three, or the virtual companies like GOMO or Tesco or whatever it might be. And I could get that deal for €15 a month. So roughly speaking, the cost of the SIM-only for a period of 2 years would be around €300.
So that's the €15
the
a month, yes.
Yeah, the cost of the phone would be around €800.
Right.
So that's €1,100.
Yeah.
Now, if I was paying €50 a month for 2 years, that would be €1,200.
Okay.
So over the 2 years, I'm paying more by taking out the contract than I am by buying the phone outright in Harvey Norman or Curry's. But more than that, from the moment the 2-year period passes, I would still be paying the €50 a month for my contract, unless I proactively changed it.
Yes.
Whereas from now on, all I'm paying is the €15 a month.
Okay.
And one of the questions that I would ask your listeners is, we have become obsessed with the shiny new things, right? So we always want the new thing. And in times past, that made a big difference because there was a huge difference between the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 8, or the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 11, right? But I went and looked today at what is the difference between an iPhone 14 and an iPhone 15. And the difference is minimal. At best, like it has a new bionic technology. I don't know what that means. And the battery life might be slightly better and the camera might be slightly better.
So we're 20 seconds, Connor. 20 seconds, Connor. So sum up what you're saying.
I just talked too long. So bottom line is, if you can afford to buy the handset, buy the handset, and that way you'll save yourself money in the long run.
And you mentioned GOMO, and they are $14.99 a month for life. So that's if you go out and buy your handset. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Thanks, Conor. Pricewatch at RTE.ie. If you want Conor's advice on any consumer issues, that's